with many divisions, the DMR standards in intersection design varied considerably, and Murray Fairley, who succeeded Earl Johnston as head of the traffic service section, made that one of his priorities.
In our earlier designs, there was very little provision made for traffic to be stored at an intersection, such as right turn lanes or additional lanes for through traffic. And my method determined how to calculate the number of lanes you needed, the length of storage lanes, the shape of paths for turning vehicles, and how traffic islands could be placed within an intersection to guide traffic through it.
The division would send in their plan, and traffic section had to check them over and see what they thought of them. And divisions, of course, didn't have a lot of information about channelisation. Their plans left a lot to be desired, and so we would draw an overlay to their plan and send it back to them. And then they would take that and draw the final design plan. Yeah, and then there was the left-turn islands, which was adopted by the department. I did the design of them. What I did, it started off with the trying to work out the turning movements of a semi-trailer. I made up a model of a semi-trailer out of Meccano, and then with a pencil on the inside rear wheel, and then I would steer it around a semicircle on the right-hand front wheel, and then the pencil would draw out the track. And I did that for a number of curves, and I came up with the standard for left-hand curves. Anyway, from that, I worked out the best layout for the left-turn islands and how to design the left-turn islands.
Now, were these the very first left-turn islands designed by the DMR?
I think they were the first designs for left-turn island. They were.
The intersections had to be designed in those days to facilitate traffic signals. And the silly part of the whole thing was that the traffic signals were designed by another department. They were designed by the Department of Motor Transport. So that the intersection designed by the DMR had to be compatible to allow the DMT, the Department of Motor Transport, to design signals.